Welcome back to The Empowered Homeowner. I am Beth Allen, your host. I am a DIY expert, a contractor, and an educator. And we're going to follow up today's episode from our episode with Pico. We had Tom Hill from Pico Energy on a few weeks ago, and he was talking to us about energy savings, how to plan for year-round energy savings. And we hit a lot upon some of the winterization skills that you can implement right now to make sure that when, you know, the deep freeze of, you know, late December, January, February hit, that you are prepared and you are keeping your home comfortable, that you are saving energy for the planet, and you're also saving money for yourself. Because even, you know, small things add up, whether that is benefiting your pocket or whether it's benefiting us globally. So every one of us can do our thing to make a difference. So I want to talk about those easy things that every one of us can implement in our home. And I'm talking things you can do today. In the next hour, you could go and do in your house. So the first thing that I want you to do is go and lock your windows. Close and lock your windows. This is like the number one thing that I have seen so many people skip doing. In the fall, you had windows open and you just shut them one day. So many people forget to lock them because every time you lock a window, you are creating a tight seal between the upper sash and the lower sash because there is that little fuzz that sits between those two panes. And that is called a brush pile. And where the lock sits, if you lock that, you're pulling that brush pile and those panes of glass, whether you have vinyl windows, wooden windows, you're pulling that all together so it's nice and snug. So that is the first and most simplest thing that you can do to make a difference right now in getting that done. So make sure you do that. Now, I'm going to dive into a lot of products today, and they are from a company called Frost King. Now, I've been working with the Frost King company for over 8 years. I reached out to them many years ago and said, hey, I teach women home ownership skills, and I really like your products. I've used your products literally since I was a kid. I remember putting weather stripping on with my parents when I was probably 10 or 12 years old. This company has been around for over 60 years. And here's the brief story about Frost King and why I love the people at Frost King and as much as the products. Way back in the, I believe it was like in the 40s, Mr. Gerstein was working in the carpet industry, and he brought scraps of wool from the carpet industry home and was stuffing them into the windowsills in the apartments in New York. And he began to realize this really helped, sticking this wool along the edge of the windowsills where there were gaps and cracks. So then he decided to make all these wool scraps into a strip. Weather stripping was born by American ingenuity to solve a problem that was prevalent in New York in these high-rise apartment buildings. So lo and behold, here we are, you know, 60 years later, and Frost King is still going strong, making a ton of products that help homeowners manage, you know, weatherization, gutters, frozen pipes, painting, you know, tarps, all of these products that they sell. And they're still stationed in Northern Jersey. And some of their products are made here, some are made abroad. But it's just a really good company. And I wanted you to know their story because they solved a problem and they keep on solving them. So let's tackle some of the other basics that you need to think about. Now, again, we talked about the windows. That's my number one thing, is close and lock the windows. Then we have the issue of draperies. If you have drapery panels, now it used to be draperies came around because in Victorian times, they would hang draperies over the windows to keep out the draft. So they were thick and heavy and they were velvet. And, you know, we don't have those today. Some of us don't even have any window treatments aside from maybe, you know, wood blinds or even, you know, woven shades and things like that. But if you do have drapes or you want to consider winter drapes, because some people had winter curtains and summer curtains, close those drapes. especially if you have maybe sliding glass doors. Drapes make such a difference in creating that nice seal and keeping out the drafts. Now, they sell thermal line drapes. You can go onto Amazon. You can even go into Walmart. Walmart has a great selection of thermal line drapes that are very affordable. They come in a bunch of different colors. They are thermal lined. They are blackout lined. All of these things help stop the drafts. So consider the draperies as an option. So we're going to close and lock windows. We're going to add draperies. But during the day, you want those draperies open because you want the air to move. You want the light to move through the glass and warm your space. So when nightfall comes, close up the drapes. But when the sun is out and shining, open up and let the sun in and let the sun warm those spaces. Again, this is easy peasy stuff. Now, another thing that's really important is to check the chimney. And what I mean check the chimney is stand by your fireplace. Do you have a ton of air and cold coming in around your fireplace? Do you have a flue that needs to be tended to? Do you need to put in what is called a chimney bladder? It is a blow-up device that goes up into the chimney and it gets blown up and it expands to fit the square or the rectangular shape of that flue and cuts down on drafts. And what about other exhaust pipes? Yeah, do you have around the house? You know, it could be the range hood, and maybe you don't cook very much anymore, or you had an old exhaust fan in a kitchen that you don't use, and there's an exterior fan on the outside of the house. All of these things, you need to inspect your house. So close the windows, close drapes, and then inspect. And when I tell people, I want you to go on a field trip. Walk around your house and see what do you have going on inside your house. So many people don't understand how their house works and what things are when they come across them. You need to know. So it's time for a field trip. Now, when Tom was here from Pico, we talked about the number one component of your house that causes drafts and air leaks, and that is your doors and windows. And that's probably no surprise because that's what they're designed to do, right, is to open and close. And we may never get the perfect tight seal. So the first thing we're going to do is talk about windows and doors and what you can do to make sure that they are draft-free. So we talked about locking your windows, but even your doors. If you look at your door, you will probably find that your entry door, whether it's, you know, front door, back door, even to a garage access, when those doors are fully locked, you know, at night or when you're going out, you often see that the door will just engage a little more. It'll pull snug. So if you want to have more efficiency, lock those doors when you are in the house and make sure that they're super tight. Super easy thing that you can do. Now, when it comes to doors and windows, we often think weather stripping. That's what we're going to do. We're going to put up some weather stripping. But weather stripping itself is a whole new adventure. And I want to talk about how do you select the proper weather stripping for your door or your window. The first thing that you need to assess is how big of a gap do you think you really have? Because if you walked into the home center and you grabbed a standard foam weather stripping, you might notice that it is, you know, a quarter inch, a 3/8, or even a half inch, you know, thickness. And these things are very, I guess thick is the only way to say it. There's a lot of girth to them. So that when you put that piece of foam around your door jam and then you try to close the door, you can't get it to close. It's just too much padding for that gap. So you have to assess. Now, how do you make that assessment? Well, you're going to look, listen, and feel. That is the primary way for you to identify what are the losses that you have in terms of energy in your house. So I want you to look around your doors and your windows and see, do you see light? Do you see light shining in around the side of a window? More so doors. Do you see it around the side of the door and at the bottom where the door sweep and the threshold is? Do you see gaps and cracks? And sometimes it can only be just in the very bottom corner. But look, at the doors and then feel. When it's really cold, you know, it was, what, 21 the other night? It's kind of pretty cold for early December here. Put your hand around the door jamb, around the window. Do you feel cold? Do you feel a draft? Then I also want you to listen. If it's really windy outside, sometimes you can literally hear the air blowing into your door jamb. This is a problem. And I always say, look, listen, and feel. Use your senses. And the other trick is that you can take a dollar bill and you can put a dollar bill in your door jamb, close the door, and you should not be able to pull it out. If it really closes well, that means everything is snug. You shouldn't be able to pull the dollar. Now, it could be a piece of paper. You could do 8x11 paper as well. But try that along the bottom. You shouldn't be able to slide that. The rubber threshold, or the rubber gasket on the bottom of the door and the sweep should meet the threshold snugly so that things are not sliding in and out from that doorway. Now, another thing that you can do is get an energy gun. It's a thermal heat energy gun. They're not very expensive. They might cost you $30. And you can get this gun and you can use this to aim around the door jams, aim around electrical outlets, windows, air vents. You know, maybe you have the exhaust vent, you know, going outside. Use this gun and you will see temperature differences. Now, there are some guns that will just give you a digital readout. So you'll see the LCD readout of the temperature difference. And then there are the thermal guns. Now, those are more expensive. You might spend more like $100 to $200 depending on the grade. But you can get a thermal gun, which gives you a little visual. And you will see the areas of red for the warmth and the areas of blue for the cold. And you get to identify exactly where some of those drafts are. And that's what a lot of the pros will use if they come into your house to do those types of energy assessments. So that's always an easy way to do it. And then the other way to identify where those leaks are around doors and windows can be spiders. I know it sounds crazy, but the energy experts will tell you spiders will build their webs where there is air movement because that is where the bugs are. So if you want to know where you have air leaks, you look for the webs because that means the critters are coming in and out. So that means you're going to get out your flashlight. You're going to walk around your doors, your windows, your basement windows. Look around in the basement. Utility space, the crawl space, all of those rooms, and see, do you have a lot of webs? Because that's where the movement is. And then lastly, there's a candle test that you can do around your doors and windows. And again, please be cautious when you are doing this, is that you can take a flame, a candle, or even a lighter, and hold a lighter around the edge of a door frame or a window frame, and see if you have flickering. If there is flickering, obviously, we have air movement. Just make sure it's not you breathing and it's the window itself. But please be very mindful of doing this, that you have any draperies, shears, anything flammable out of reach of that flame. But that is another way that you can do that. So once you've identified where these leaks are around those doors and windows is when we can tackle more of the weather seals. So when you go to buy the weather seals, I want you to consider a few things. What is the thickness of that gap? What is the width of the weather seal that you need? So not just how high is it, but how wide is that piece? What is the color that you need? Because we want those weather seals to blend into our door frames. We don't want them to jump out. So if you have a white door frame, please don't buy the gray or the black stripping. It jumps out. You want it to blend in. And the other thing is to really assess, is this the right product based on the cold range of where you live? So what do you have? Are you in a really, really cold climate like North Dakota? Okay. Do you need something that is going to reach zero and below temperatures? Or are you looking for something that's in the 20 and 30 temperatures? Many of the products will tell you what is the range and where this product is intended for. And the other thing you need to think about with these products is the compression. how much will it squish, basically? So look at the product. Some of them are in boxes so that you can touch and feel, and you can kind of get a little bit of hands-on experience of how much they will compress for you. Some of them are in a package, and again, just try to work your fingers and squeeze them in the package. Don't squeeze the Charmin, if you're old enough to remember that line from the toilet paper commercials. But if you can compress those weather stripping, you can feel, is it going to fit that gap? Am I going to get it to compress? So there's a couple of them that I love I'm going to talk to you about. But really be careful about, am I buying the right product for the right application? They also sell a product that is made for waterproofing spaces. So it's like a marine grade so that it can be water exposed. Read the packages. Don't just grab the first one that you see. It's important. Now, I do use weather stripping around a couple doors in our house. Our garage door is the oldest door in our house, so that one does need some weather stripping. You're going to assess what is the distance. Most of these around your door and your window, most of the kits come with enough to do one standard door so that you'll have the typically 7 foot on each side and then the 3 feet across. So make sure that you've measured, you know exactly how many linear feet that you need in your package. And then you can head to the Frost King aisle at your Home Depot or your Lowe's. You can also buy all of these products online. But with all of these products, they are adhesive back, they cut with scissors, they are very easy to apply. But I'm gonna share a couple hacks on how to apply these weather stripping products. You want to make sure that you are applying these products when your temperatures are above 40 degrees because the adhesion will be better. Now, don't worry that, oh my God, I missed the boat. Now I won't be able to apply any of these stripping. You can take a hairdryer and you can warm the door jamb with your hairdryer before you apply the weather stripping. The other thing that's really important is to clean that door jamb. You can use TSP. On a wood surface, or you can just use a simple degreaser. But you want to make sure that any dirt and grime or any old adhesive is removed before you apply the new weather stripping. And another thing that you can do is cut it to size before you apply it. I find it sometimes easier to work with when you have cut it. Now, I will also cut it maybe an inch or two longer on each end so that you're not dealing with, you know, 15 feet of this, but you're dealing in smaller sections. I'm telling you, this stuff does work. It's going to take you a little bit of time just to figure out which is the right one. Now, there are different ways to apply this. You can apply them on the hinge side if you find that you have a gap on the hinge edge of your door, or you can put them on the latch side. What I like to say is if you can do a little test area before you go all crazy applying it, the hardest part is on that latch side because now you can't get the door to latch because it's too thick, the break. So that gap that you have there, you can't get it to fill. And now you're pulling that door closed and you can't get the door to latch. It can be a little tricky. This is going to be the frustrating part, but I know that you can figure this out. But if you find you have a really thin gap, okay, very thin gap, my go-to is the Frost King reusable weather seal. This is one of their newer products, and I absolutely love it because all of the other adhesive strips come with what we would call chemical adhesion. So the peel and stick idea is there's a chemical adhesion and then that leaves the residue and tape behind. The reusable weather seal uses what they call gecko-like technology. It's a mechanical adhesion where this material, it was made in conjunction with scientists up at one, I believe it was MIT, and it has like little gecko feet suction cups so that it is repositionable. And what I love about this is that you can move it, you can peel it off in a hurry, and it's very thin. So it is for all of those, I have just a little bit of an air gap. And a regular weather stripping that is, you know, a quarter of an inch thick is way too much. So definitely look for the reusable weather seal. It's generally not in a box. It's just in a roll, and it'll say reusable weather seal. Sometimes the packaging can be either purple or it can be green, depending on where you're shopping. But I love, love, love this weather seal. So one of the things that I love best about it, like I said, is it's repositionable. You can take it off. You can reapply it. You can't do that with a peel and stick. If you start going crooked, you're struggling because you can't get it to realign and it stretches out. Not the same with the reusable. And the other thing is it's fairly wide. It's about an inch wide, and it gives you a nice girth there to fill a lot of the gaps. The other thing that I love about that product in particular is if you have an air leak at the top of the bottom window sash along the line where the lock is, this reusable weather seal is perfect because you can cut it from the edge of the window to the lock, two pieces, one on each side of the lock, and set it where those two sashes meet. Because there are very few products that you can put in that gap, because over time that brush pile that sits between the two panes can wear away. And then you're stuck with, well, the brush pile's not there. I feel the air. You don't want to put caulk in there because then in an emergency you can't open the window. This reusable weather strip is perfect for that spot because God forbid there is a home emergency and you need to exit through a window, it just peels right off. And if there's not an emergency, you just want to open the window, maybe there was a cooking mishap and you need to get some fresh air, you can peel that off, open the window, and then half an hour later, close the window and reposition that weather seal. And you've gotten that airtight. The other thing I love about it is because it is that wide one-inch area, you can also turn it and bend it on a 90 degree. So if you find that your air gaps are on the side of the window sash, you can put this as a 90 degree and turn it on those inside corners, and it works beautifully. So it's got lots of different applications. So consider looking for that reusable weather seal. Now, if you do have a thicker gap that you have to fill, my other option that I prefer the most is the rubber weather seal rather than the foam. The foam, like I said, they're dense. They don't compress as well, and they take up a lot of space. The compression in the rubber is really great. You can compress it pretty tight, and it has great rebound, which is what you want. So check out those. Those are really nice for the bottom of the window sash so that when you close the window, it really fills in any gaps. And I definitely like them around doorways. So look for them. They typically come in a roll that has, it's like two rows of weather seal that are kind of manufactured together. You just peel them apart and make like a Y and go down the strip so that you get more. It's just more. It's the way they package it. But those are wonderful. Really prefer, like I said, the reusable or the rubber are my go-tos. Now, when it comes to door sweeps, we've got the bottom of those doors, right, where we've got air moving underneath. There are door sweeps that are built into the bottom of your door. And over time, the rubber just kind of breaks down. You can try to call the manufacturer and see if you can get an actual custom-sized, custom-styled door sweep to go back on the bottom of your door. Many of them have a track that might screw into the bottom of a door, whether the door is wood or it is fiberglass or metal. And then a rubber sweep that kind of slides into a track. So if you happen to know who is the manufacturer of your door, you can reach out to them via the internet and find out what door sweep you might need. Now, some doors will actually have a sticker on the hinge side of the door slab. So you might be able to look over there on the side because most of us don't bother to open the door all the way and look there. But there's often manufacturing information on a sticker. So that can be helpful. And sometimes you'll see a sticker that can be on the very top of the door slab. And again, a way to find out information about your door. Now, there are replacement sweeps. You have to figure out what is the thickness of your door, What is the width of your door? And how much of a gap do you have? What is the drop down from the actual door slab itself to the threshold? So you're going to have to do some measurements, get down on your hands and knees, and assess what is the gap that you have so that you can find the right replacement product. This is, again, not very complicated. Some of these sweeps will slide in. Some of them are peel and stick. There is one option, which, again, aesthetically, it's not my favorite, but it does work. It's a white peel and stick option. It's very inexpensive, great for rentals. And I have instructions on my YouTube channel and as well as on Frost King's website that will walk you through how to apply some of the door sweeps, okay? You can easily do this on your own. It's not complicated. You'll just need scissors. Again, you're going to prep that area, use a degreaser, make sure that the surface is clean. I often recommend that you use painter's tape for these door sweeps and you do a dry run. And you use painter's tape to hold that sweep in position and then practice moving that door. Because some of the problem can be people go gung-ho, I'm going to buy the biggest, thickest door sweep there is, and they install it, and then they find it's rubbing on the floor, whether it's carpet or tile or whatever, and now they're having difficulty getting the door to open and close. You want to do that dry run. So use some painter's tape and do your practice run. It'll be so much easier for you to test that out. When you go to look for those, you'll notice that they come in a variety of styles. There are some that have an aluminum base, some are wood, and then some come with bristles as the sweep, and some come with the rubber sweep. So make your assessment, head to the store, having looked at this door bottom before you go to assess what is the right one that you need. So right now we're going to take a quick break and we're going to hear from our sponsors of Laurel House. Since 1980, Laurel House has been a lifeline for domestic violence survivors in Montgomery County, offering a safe shelter, a 24/7 hotline, trauma counseling, relationship education for teens, court accompaniment, and medical advocacy. But there's more work to do. Together, we can end domestic violence and help families rebuild their lives, whether it's volunteering at their thrift shops, assisting with childcare, or becoming a text line responder. Your time can make a real impact. With training and support, you can become an advocate for survivors in our community. To learn more about volunteering, donating, or simply offering your support, visit laurelhouse.org or call 610-277-1860. Every action counts. Together, we can make a difference. When the seniors in your life are facing a new chapter, the journey can be overwhelming. At Senior Transition Services, they understand that relocating isn't just about moving things. It's about honoring a lifetime of memories while preparing for a new lifestyle. While serving Bucks and Montgomery counties, the Main Line, and Northeast Philadelphia, they provide expert move preparation and downsizing assistance with a focus on empathy and compassion. They guide you and your loved ones every step of the way, identifying which items could be moved, ensuring that treasured belongings find new homes and cherished memories are preserved. Embrace this new phase of life with confidence and peace of mind. Senior Transition Services, where your past is honored and your future is embraced. Call today at 215-947-5490. So who has ever heard about the shrink wrap window kits? Well, you might think that that is a goofy idea, but can I tell you, those things work. The Frost King window film kits do work at keeping out drafts, and I'll explain why. If you have those drafts around your windows and you are able to put that Frost King, shrink kit over it, it keeps the drafts behind the plastic sheeting. And People have been using them for years. And why? Because they do really work. We have two rooms in our house that we use those for. And they are the northernmost facing rooms. And those windows always feel cold because they don't get a lot of sun. And that part of our house just feels cold. It is our master bath and our family room. So every year, my husband and I do put these up. Now, our windows are only about 10 years old. We have decent vinyl windows. But having that plastic over it does cut down on just that feeling of coldness that you get from the glass itself. So definitely consider those. Now, I kind of call myself an expert on their window film kits at this point. I have installed many of them, and I have done most of the instructional videos that are on the website for Frost King. Now, I want you to consider a few things. The window kits come with a two-way tape that gets applied to the window frame, and then the plastic sheeting gets applied to the two-way tape, and then you use the hairdryer to tighten it up, and literally it pops nice and snug and creates like a drum feel. So I like to just take my finger and be able to pop it like a drum because it creates, I think of like a tympanic membrane in the ear, right? It creates that snug surface and all of the drafts get trapped behind it. So when you want to do this, I need you to take a look at your door frame. So you typically would put it around the window frame. You know, you're going side to side, top to bottom. You do not apply the two-way tape to your drywall or to wallpaper. This is to go on a wood frame and vinyl, okay? You don't want to damage drywall. So you have to be able to put it on the window itself. So if you don't have casing around your window, you can do it on the kind of the inside mount rather than the outside mount for your window. How do you do this? It is super simple. Like I said before, if it's later in the season and your windows, again, it's on the inside, so your window shouldn't be less than 40 degrees. So, but if you want to have better adhesion, you can warm up your window frames with a hairdryer before. You want to clean the surface, and then you're going to apply the two-way tape. Again, I have step-by-step instructions on my YouTube channel, so you can go and watch that. But once that is done and you're going to use that hairdryer, you want to be sure the hairdryer is not too hot, and you want to be sure that the hairdryer doesn't touch the plastic because it will melt and you'll have to start over again. The kits come in a couple varieties. There is a kit that has enough for, I believe, three standard windows, typically 63-inch high windows. And then there is a kit that is specific for patio doors, and they come with two different thicknesses. So there is an extra thick, a heavier duty version, and then there is the thinner version. So assess which one is the right one for you. And then there is this other option, and it is called the Easy Roll option. I had the pleasure of helping pitch this product to Home Depot a number of years ago. Frost King hired me to come up with a pitch and sent me to Georgia to Home Depot headquarters, and it was an absolute blast. So my opening line was, if your house has more drafts than an Irish pub, then you need the Frost King Easy Roll. So this weather stripping is fabulous. Not really weather stripping, but a window kit is fabulous in that it has the adhesive strip already attached to the top of the plastic. So you hold the roll, it's a vertical can, and you roll it out. It has an onboard cutting tool, which allows you to just slide down to the width that you need for the window frame. It has made it a little easier to apply this product. I, again, have a video tutorial on how to do that. It does make a difference. So check that out if you want to tackle some of the window shrink kits. They do work. You would apply them now at this season. They are clear. You will barely notice that they are on your window. And in an emergency, you can claw your way right through them and pull them off. So it's not a concern about if there was a fire and you needed to escape. That's the beauty of them. They're clear. You'll see through them. They work, and they are removable very quickly. So we usually apply them now and then take them off come the end of March when I'm, you know, dying to get some fresh air and open up the windows. But it does definitely help. Can you reuse the plastic? If you are very careful, sometimes you're able to reuse them. I typically haven't had that much success, but I will take them off. I will cut the adhesive strip off the edge and I reuse that plastic for wrapping gifts and use it for cellophane for gifts. And because then you can shrink wrap it and it works beautifully. So you can multi-purpose that. But check those out. Now, we talked about drafts at the bottom of the door as well. Draft dodgers. We've all seen them, you know, whether they're filled with beans, with rice, with lavender, sand. Those draft dodgers do work. Frost King sells one that is double tubed. So it's a roll that sits on the front and the back side of the door. Those are great for doors that actually stay flat on a surface and sweep back and forth. So they're not really for your exterior doors so much as maybe a basement door, which I think are great. Maybe you have a drafty basement. So these sit perfectly on the floor and then just slide back and forth. So take a look at using a draft dodger as well. Inexpensive, easy way to keep out that draft. Now, when it comes to all of those products, they really do make a difference. You just have to take your time, measure, assess, blend the color, make sure that you're not buying too much product that you won't be able to close the door, but very easy DIY doable things. Now, I want to talk about insulating your pipes. Frozen pipes and water damage are a major concern come the winter if the temperatures start to dip. Now, typically in the Philadelphia area, we don't see that many days that are in the teens or in the single digits, but it does happen. And if you have an older home where you have copper pipes that are exposed, meaning they're not behind insulated walls, they could be in a crawl space, they could be in the basement ceiling, those pipes are at greater risk of freezing than pipes that are buried in the walls. Now, there are some people that have pipes on the outside walls of their home. So what I mean by that is you've got maybe a toilet that sits against the outside wall. So you might have water pipes that come up the wall right behind the toilet. Now, if it's in the floor, then that's not a problem. But if it's in the wall, that is more exposed to the cold because it's on the outside of the house. So walk around your house and identify, do I have a sink that is facing the outside of the wall? Now, most, I know in my house, all of our plumbing is on an interior wall except the kitchen sink. Everything else is on inside walls, meaning the bathroom plumbing meets up to a wall against the bedroom. So those have less likely chance of freezing. So what do you do to prevent frozen pipes? Well, keeping your house at 55 degrees or higher is the number one thing you can do to prevent frozen pipes. You want to keep that house at 55. So if you're going on vacation, I'm all for turning down the heat so that you're not spending money heating your home in your absence, but you want to keep it at 55 or above. Now that's great and dandy until we have a power outage. And now you're struggling to keep your house warm because you don't have power to do so. That is when the concern for frozen pipes starts to creep in. So how do you prevent them? You want to go to a place in your house that has a plumbing fixture, a sink or a tub that is the furthest from the water main. So I hope you all know where your water main is. If you don't know where your water main is, that is your homework from me. You want to go on a little adventure, go on a tour of your house, and make sure you know where the water main is. And make sure that you can turn it off, because if you do have a leak, you have to know where to turn that water off. So make sure that you do that before you have a problem. I have a big tag with a bread tie on it that says water main, so that anybody who's in my house, a guest, my children, they all know which valve is which. Now, you want to go to that faucet that is the furthest from your water main when the temperatures are dropping below 55 in the house, and let the faucet drip, 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 drip. Let it drip at a good clip, because that means water is moving through the pipes, and it will help eliminate some of the risk of that stagnant water freezing. Because remember, think of a small pool of water in the driveway is going to freeze faster than running water in the creek, right? So the moving water is definitely going to freeze less quickly. So that's important. I want you to consider how many pipes do you have that are exposed, either in the crawl space or in the basement ceiling, because pipe wraps are going to be something you want to consider adding. So you're going to measure about how many linear feet you need, because Frost King makes pipe insulation wraps. These are super simple to apply. They are 4 foot long foam tubes. They're gray in color and they are pre-slit. So you're going to think of a hot dog bun, right? That wraps around the pipe and they come together and they close. So more so than a hot dog bun, they actually come together and they close. You want to wrap them on the hot pipes and the cold pipes. If you have pipe insulation tubes on both the hot and the cold lines, it keeps the hot water hotter, right? And it keeps the cold water from freezing. So if you have your hot lines, right, running through your house and they're running through a cold basement, well, they're losing energy. They're getting colder as they're on the way to your shower. So you want to wrap all of those pipes, buy them pre-slit, 4 foot long tubes, and then they sell the L's and the T pieces that you can do around all of the turns. Now they sell these kits for either half inch pipe or 3/4 inch pipe. So make sure you're buying the right wand. And some of them have a little adhesive strip, at least the elbows and the T's do. And you peel off the little adhesive strip and it seals it up. So again, the hot dog bun, right? You've got the hot dog in the bun and most of the hot dog is wrapped up in the bun. The part of the hot dog that is exposed, the part of your pipe that is exposed, is going to be getting colder. So you want to make sure that you close those pipe insulators with tape. You can use duct tape, masking tape, whatever, but you want to make sure that you're wrapping them all along the line so that they stay fully enclosed for proper efficiency. Easy thing. Your kids can help you. You cut them with a scissors. I need 4 inches. I need 12. It very easy for you to do this project. Now, there's another option for your pipe insulation, and that is a fiberglass pipe tape. So it is a foil piece on one side and then thin fiberglass insulation on the other. So yes, it's the same kind of insulation that would be in your attic in the big rolls, but it is a thin layer and it has the foil backing, and you wrap that around your pipes. Anytime you are working with fiberglass, make sure that you are wearing gloves, glasses, and I always prefer a mask when you're working with fiberglass just so that you don't breathe anything in. But very easy to apply, comes in a roll, and you just wrap it around. Instructions are on the packaging. Now, for people who have really high risk of frozen pipes, I'm talking those North Dakotan people, you want to consider getting pipe heat tape. Now, this is a plug-in device. So basically, it is a wrap that goes around your pipes that plugs into the wall and it has a built-in thermostat. So anytime it senses that the water is reaching a level of freezing potential, it will turn on and it'll keep those pipes at a safe temperature so that they will not freeze. There's a couple things you need to know about those. You have to make sure that you have proper rated outlets to run them off of. You don't run them off extension cords. They need to be plugged into a standard 3-prong outlet. There are some other safety concerns. Just make sure you read all of the directions, because anytime we are working with something that generates heat, there's always potential for fire risk. So make sure that you read all of the directions. Now, we can't talk about freezing pipes in the house without talking about freezing pipes on the outside of the house. And I saw somebody posted on Facebook the other day, a disaster. She had ice pouring down the side of her house from her hose spigot. So your job this weekend is to go outside and make sure that you have disconnected the hose from the spigot. Okay. Ideally, you want to take that hose, drain it, and then store it away somewhere so that the water's not sitting in it to freeze and then cause your hose to get broken. But you want to make sure that those exterior hoses are shut off. Now, I say that, but not everybody has a shutoff valve inside. So imagine you have your hose on the outside of your house, and inside the house, either on that wall, maybe it's on a garage wall inside, or perhaps in a basement in the ceiling, is a shutoff valve for your exterior hose. You need to shut off that interior hose valve, okay? So you're going to go to the valve inside the house, turn it off, and then go back outside, open up the hose, and drain any water that is sitting inside that valve stem so that there's no water sitting in there to freeze over the winter. And then beyond that, because there's always some trace of water that's stuck behind, I want you to take a Frost King hose cover. They are little foam caps. They're so cute. They look like Fred Flintstone fez hats, you know, from the Fred Flintstone. So you're going to take these little covers. They have a little hook inside that will grab a hold of your faucet. And then there's a pull string. And then it sucks itself to the side of your house. And it is snug. And it keeps that hose bib from freezing. Definitely check those out. Those might cost, you know, $7 to $10, and you'll get many years out of them before you need to replace them. Definitely do that. Simple, easy enough. Now, if you do find you find a frozen pipe, don't panic. You're going to do a few things. One, you want to make sure that you know where your water main is. You also want to know where is the closest shutoff valve that is feeding that frozen pipe. And make sure that that valve is turned off, because when it starts to thaw, the water's going to come pouring out. So if you can shut it off at a point, that would help so you don't have a big leak. I love water alarms. I have 8 of those in my house. If I had a frozen pipe concern, or I saw that I did have a crack in a pipe, I would make sure I was putting the alarm near it so that as it starts to thaw, I will be alerted that it has started to drip. Definitely invest in leak alarms. But you're going to use a hairdryer to warm those frozen pipes. You're going to use a hairdryer on warm setting, not hot. You want to slowly let them thaw so that the copper is not affected in any negative way. With a slow thaw, you can put the pipe wraps on them, all of those things. Prevention is always best, but be prepared for stopping the water and controlling any mess when the pipes start to thaw. Now, let's talk those heater deflectors. We mentioned this with Tom on our interview with Pico last week, but many people have forced air heat and they have vents that can be on a floor. And what do we want to put over that vent? We want to put a chair. We want to put a dresser. Well, we want our bed on that wall. And now we have heat heating up the underside of our furniture. That is a waste of energy. So what you can do is get Frost King vent deflectors. They are a plastic shield. They have magnet bottoms that attach to the base of your vent, and they redirect air outward from underneath the furniture so that you can feel the air in the living space and it's not trapped underneath your furniture. Super easy. They come in various sizes and they're adjustable. Grab a couple of those. Let's talk about covering the AC unit. Really important is to cover that AC unit that's outside beside the house. They have very many styles for Frost King covers. There are round, square, and rectangular shaped ones in all different sizes. What you're going to do is put that on. I typically do it like mid-November when you're definitely done using AC. I know we used AC into October for many people, but put that cover on. And it comes with a drawstring and little ties. I do like to set a rock or a brick on top of my unit just to be sure. We have a lot of wind between our houses and the cover's been ripped off before. So I put a brick or a rock. Just be sure that if you have a heat pump or a heating system that uses that outside compressor all year, you cannot cover it. But if it is just for your AC, you can cover that. And be sure that you take the cover off come springtime when you go to run that AC unit, because you cannot safely run the unit without that fan running freely. Super easy, something you can do in 5 minutes. You can go assign that to one of your kids. Now, I want to say, let's socket to Mother Nature when it comes to our electrical sockets. We've got air. We've got bugs getting through our electrical sockets. And you think, really? Yes. Bugs get into the walls and they can crawl right through the electrical sockets and come out around the side of your switch plates. So there are actual insulators that you can get that Frost King makes. And you can get them in a pack. And they come for outlets and for switches. They are foam. They are flame and fire retardant. And all you have to do is take the cover off of your light switch or your outlet. And the holes are all pre-cut. Pop out the little circles and then press it on and put your cover back. You don't have to turn the power off to do that. Just be careful. You're not sticking your fingers. You're just laying this gently over. And it's a wonderful way to keep out the drafts and the bugs for all of the outside walls of your house. Now, I don't have these on the interior walls, you know, from bedroom to bedroom, but on the outside wall to the bedroom, to the living room, kitchen, really helps. Whether you have stone, stucco, siding, you will feel colder. So definitely add those. Easy project. And again, you buy them in multiples. So count how many switches and outlets you need, and then you can buy them based on those numbers. Now, let's talk about wrapping up your water heater. We're going to wrap up our water heater with an insulated blanket. These are super easy to install. Frost King makes them. You can use them on electric or gas. They are really advantageous in basements that tend to be very cold. Because if you've got that tank and it keeps heating and heating the water, if the air around it is quite cold, then it has to keep working harder. So we want to wrap that blanket around that tank so that the water doesn't get cold as fast and you're not wasting more energy keeping it running. Couple caveats. You want to be sure that you follow all of the instructions. There are vents on the side of your unit that have to be left uncovered. So make sure you follow the instructions. Again, I have videos, Frost King has videos that will walk you through all of that. These wraps tend to be, you know, $40 to $45, and they will make a difference. So be sure that you're putting one of those on. Now, the garage. Who left the barn door open, right? How many times have we left the garage door open? And that means all of the rooms in our house with our attached garage are feeling colder because the garage is left wide open and the air is pouring in. So in these colder days, make sure that you are closing the garage door. It will keep out the air and it will also keep out critters. So that is important so that you don't have friends spending the winter with you. But when it comes to the garage door, I want you to first take a look at the garage door while it is shut and look at the top and the sides from the outside. And see, there is a plastic strip with a rubber gasket that goes all the way around the door jamb. And you want to be sure that it is intact, that when the door goes up and down, that it slides and moves freely and you don't see any access. Then I want you to lift that door all the way up and take a look at the gasket on the bottom. On the bottom of all garage doors is a rubber flange. It is designed like a soft U so that when it hits the ground, it kind of squishes out and fills the air, the gaps, and then it lifts. So look at it while it is up and look for damage. Is there a chunk missing? Does it look rotted? Does it look all smashed and flattened out? And then close it and look, do you see gaps? Can you, you know, maybe take a pencil and put a pencil into the corners? Remember, mice only need a quarter inch to get in. So take a look at those garage doors. There's two ways that you can replace them. Some slide right into the track on the bottom of your door. Some are nail-on. So you just have to identify what kind do you have, and it's super easy for you to do. Now, winterizing is not complicated stuff. This is the kind of thing that you can do in a couple hours on a weekend, and you and your partner, your kids, you can get other people involved in helping you, and it will make a profound impact. It truly will, at saving energy, making you feel more comfortable, keeping out critters. This is just easy stuff that maybe you'll invest $100 or $150, but it is worth doing because it gives you back some control over these spaces. And really, remember, it's the biggest investment of your life. So you can invest $100, $150 in a couple hours in making it more comfortable and financially easier to maintain. So thank you for being here. Make sure you head over to the YouTube channel, and there is a weatherization playlist, and you can see all of these videos in detail. And also go over to Frost King's website and check out their content there. You can buy products in your local store and online. So thanks again. And remember that doing it yourself doesn't mean doing it alone. And Frost King's there to help.